Jeez Louise, comedian Charlie Behrens has had a huge year. As host of the Manitowoc Minute, he's performing sold-out shows across Wisconsin, and his online comedy news show is continuing to rack up tens of thousands of views. I recently caught up with Behrens to talk more about 2018.
Hey, dear folks, the Manitowoc Minute is one of the greatest news shows in all Wisconsin, the most trusted news show on Facebook, right up there next to Dem Russians. Keep her moving.
So you're back for the holidays. How's that been?
It's been cool. It's been fun coming up with another hour of material. And, you know, Wisconsin's kind of the thing, like, can you do the Wisconsin character? And how far can you go with that? And I'm always surprised by, like, the deeper I go, the more material there is. It's like exponential material.
There's like a constant hunger for people in Wisconsin wanting to make fun of themselves.
I think so.
This week's episode is brought to you by Stump Lake Liquor and Fireworks. Liquor and fireworks, they got it all. The only thing that's missing is your finger. Oh, that's why they call it Stump Lake.
What is it that Charlie Behrens likes to do when he's in Wisconsin with his family?
So we have a big celebration Christmas Eve. Like, I'm one of 12 kids, so everybody gets together. We exchange gifts. And this is my favorite part. We exchange a gift with somebody who we picked at Thanksgiving. But then we do this like roast of them. So it's like you get them a gift, but nobody really cares about the gift. They all just spend time like really trying to find the best roast of their sibling or mother or father or whatever. So that's one of my favorite parts
that's
about Christmas.
That's very precious.
Yeah.
So 2018 was a big year
mm-hmm.
for you personally,
yeah.
But I've always wondered how you walk that fine line between bringing your personal views into either, whether it's on Twitter or through the Manitowoc Minute, but also not completely alienating this like very broad audience that you have.
I think a lot about that. What I am focusing on are issues that I believe, whether you're on the right or the left, we can agree on these things. You know, we can agree that racism is bad. We can agree the environment is good. We can agree that our troops do so much for us. It's important to honor them. I'm having conversations all the time with people on the right and people on the left because they come to the meet and greets mm-hmm. after the show. And I feel like I'm getting a sense of where people are at. And nobody is at the Sean Hannity level. You know, nobody is at the Matt Al, you know, the MSNBC Fox kind of thing, or nobody's there, you know? And those guys, I feel like, do a lot of damage because they are riling people up. For what reason? We need to find common ground. Your ratings should not be important enough that they start pitting people against each other.
And I thought you handled the Baraboo High School photo incident.
This guy, that's not a wave. Okay, calling that a wave is like calling a Mercedes a Toyota. Yeah, they're both cars, but only one was used by Hitler. That's a history joke. Speaking of history, we gotta start taking it more seriously in high school and college before we repeat it.
I think you have to address an issue like that, see it for what it is, acknowledge it, and learn from it.
Hate can't fix hate. Only love can. I know that because I read it on the back of a Subaru last week.
I mean, you've had such a crazy year going to Lambeau, going to Miller Park during the playoffs. You have this beer named after you.
Yeah.
I like walk down the streets and I see people wearing their like Keep Removing t-shirts.
Nice.
I mean, that's crazy.
It is crazy.
So I'm wondering for you personally, is it hard to balance who you are with your character? Like, even in this conversation, it's
say,
like,
where does
Manitowoc Minute Dude end, and where does Charlie Behrens begin?
It couldn't, I don't think, come across as authentic if it wasn't a serious part of me and who I am and, you know, how I grew up.
Well, thank you so much, Charlie, for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. And keep her moving. Also, as always, go Packers and f*** the Bears.
Comedian Charlie Behrens is the creator of Manitowoc Minute. And if you want to hear our full conversation, check out WPR's Beta. There, you can hear us talk about the biggest stories of the year, like climate change and the Packers. Just go to WPR.org/beta. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. I'm Maureen McCollum.